Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called A Miracle of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, you might think that this story is a few hundred years old. Baal Shem Tov's birthday was more than 300 years ago. However, it actually happened only a few years ago. There's a group of Vizhnitz Chassidim. It's a group of Chassidim that came originally from the town of Vizhnitz in Europe, and they lived in Muncie. And they went on a trip together to visit the graves of certain tzaddikim in Poland. According to the plan, they were supposed to visit the grave of Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhensk, as well as other tzaddikim. One of this group was a chassid named Rabbi Gavriel Yosef Vizhnitzer. Yes, they were Vizhnitzer chassidim, and his last name was Vizhnitzer, probably because his family came from Vizhnitz. Now, he himself, Rabbi Gavriel Yosef, is actually a descendant of the Baal Shem Tov, meaning that his father's father's father, or mother's mother's mother, mother's father's mother's mother, father, whatever, all the way back, traces directly to the Baal Shem Tov. And that's why at the end of the tour of going to the graves of Baal Tzaddikin, he decided he would go on alone himself to Ukraine, which includes Mezhibuzh, where the Baal Shem Tov is buried. He planned on meeting with his friends afterwards back in the city of Vizhnitz. So, after finishing the main part of the trip, he said goodbye. He hired a driver who would take him the long trip, many, many hours, to Ukraine. It was Friday, the 25th of Adar. By the way, the 25th of Adar is a special day on the Jewish calendar. It happens to be the birthday of the Lubavitcher Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Chana. And also, our Chachamim have two opinions about when the world was created. One was the 25th of Adar, and one was the 25th of Elul. So if the opinion is the 25th of Elul, then the sixth day of creation is, of course, the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah as we know it. According to the other opinion, that the 25th day of Adar was the first day of creation, then Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day that Adam and Chav were created. In any case, that's a discussion for another day. But it was the 25th of Adar, very early in the morning, when Rabbi Gavriel Yosef arrived in Berdichev. Now, you probably know who comes from Berdichev, the Berdichever, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, the famous lover of Jewish people, with many, many stories about him too. Although Rabbi Gavriel Yosef was exhausted, it was 3 a.m, but still he decided to ask his Gentile driver to continue onwards to the next stop, Zhytomyr, and other towns so he could daven at the gravesites of the tzaddikim, and of course heading eventually to Mezhibuzh, which is where the Baal Shem Tov was buried. He was exhausted, and he was falling asleep. The roads were bumpy, so it didn't allow him to sleep that well, but he dozed off as much as possible. I'm not sure how much time went by, but it seemed after a while that the car had been stopped for quite a long time. He opened his eyes, and he saw that they had parked on the side of the road. The driver was standing outside, talking with a policeman. Apparently, the policeman was waiting for speeders. The policeman told Rabbi Vizhnitzer, follow him to a nearby building. At first, he thought it was a local police station, and so he followed the policeman. But when he entered the building, he saw it did not look like a police office at all. But he thought, still, okay, this is Ukraine, that's how they do it. Their buildings don't look so official. But all of a sudden, the policeman took out a gun, and he pointed it at Rabbi Vizhnitzer. And suddenly, Rabbi Vizhnitzer realized that this was not a policeman, it was a robber. Your money, said the man, all the money that you have. Rabbi Vizhnitzer had heard about such stories, and he thought, well, maybe if I give him some of my money, he'll be satisfied. He gave him the money that he had in his pocket. But the policeman then said, all the money in your briefcase also. All the money in there also give to me now. Rabbi Vizhnitzer He handed over all the money to the robber. And he thought, okay, so I'll somehow or another get home. If I free you, said the robber, you'll report me to the police. You have 1 minute to live. Pray, whatever you want to do, before I shoot you in the head. Hurry up, he said. Now the visitor began pleading for his life. You have the money, he said. I have 12 children at home. I have 30 grandchildren. Please have mercy on them if you don't have mercy on me. But the murderer was cruel. Your time is running out, he said. You have less than 1 minute. But the visitor realized that his end was near. He suddenly remembered that during the long trips that he had made in the last few days, he had heard about a segula. That it's a segula, if you get into trouble, to mention the name of the holy Baal Shem Tov, Yisroel ben Eliezer Vesora. Yisroel Baal Shem Tov, Yisroel, whose father was named Eliezer, and his mother was named Sora. And the visionary began to do so. He began mumbling over and over Baal Shem Tov's name, Yisroel ben Eliezer Vesora, Yisroel ben Eliezer Vesora, Yisroel ben Eliezer Vesora. And of course, he davened to Hashem at the same time, as we know that all brachas come from Hashem. And every once in a while, he would say, please, please, spare me, do not kill me, he said, would say to the robber. But the robber had no patience. He aimed his revolver at Rabbi Vishnitzer's head. But in the last second before he squeezed the trigger, Rabbi Vishnitzer tried one last time, please, send one of your people after me to make sure I'm going straight to Mezhebush and that I'm not going to report you. The murderer's face suddenly changed. Did you say Mezhebush? He asked as he turned the gun away. Why are you going to Mezhebush? The visionator was afraid to change his story because he might sound like a liar, and so he told the truth. He said there's a great and Jewish holy man buried there named the Baal Shem Tov, and I am a grandchild, a great-great-grandchild of his. I want to pray at his grave. The ruthlessly mean Ukrainian robber looked into Rabbi Vishnitzer's eyes and said, the Baal Shem Tov, he put down his gun, and without saying another word, he took out all the money he had robbed from Rabbi Vishnitzer and gave it back to him. Go to Mezhebush, he said. You're wondering what caused me to change my mind? I will tell you. When my grandfather was still alive, he would tell me about a great Jewish holy man called the Baal Shem Tov. He said he was a miracle worker. One of the times he told me about him, he said, you must swear, he said to me, that you will never harm any of the Baal Shem Tov's descendants. And of course, I swore, and therefore I will not harm you. But the visitor went back to his car on the side of the road. The driver had no idea what was happening, and he simply said, continue on, please, to Mezhebush. And so they went on to Mezhebush. Rabbi Vishnitzer will never forget the Shabbos that he spent at the gravesite of the Baal Shem Tov. It was the most uplifting Shabbos. There's actually a shul which has been rebuilt there to be just like the shul that used to be there, the Baal Shem Tov shul. And it was a very good chance for him to rest and to recover from the difficult, the traumatic events which took place. And to thank Hashem for the great miracle that had occurred in the merit of the holy Baal Shem Tov, whose name was even known by a Ukrainian murderer. Now, of course, we hopefully will never be into trouble with Ukrainian murderers or anybody else like that. Nevertheless, it's obvious from this story that mentioning the name of the holy Baal Shem Tov is a good thing to do. And perhaps even more is to learn the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov did not actually write any Sfarim, but there are collections of the Baal Shem Tov's teachings. And the truth is that all of the Hasidic teachings are sourced, they all have their origin in the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. So if you learn Tanya, or if you learn books of the Berditchever, or if you learn the Chassidus of any of the movements, it's all influence. It's all actually sourced in the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. And this certainly connects it to the Baal Shem Tov. And in fact, the Baal Shem Tov also, as we know, has many, many other stories and teachings, which we'll save for another time. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.